Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
While most of the attendees were seated on the deck, World War II Navy veteran Jack Stevenson stood on the side, taking a video of the ceremony. Stevenson says he lost many friends on this day 70 years ago.
That were on the Omaha Beach and Utah Beach D-Day. I have breakfast with one of my buddies, and he was in the 2nd Battalion Rangers that climbed the cliffs at Point du Hoc. And I have breakfast with him of a morning, so he's told me quite a bit about it. And
what does he tell you?
Well, I don't like to talk about it, and he don't either, so.
The morning's rituals, the firing of 21 shots by military detail, and the ringing of the ship's bell were solemn reminders of those who gave their lives.
Dear Lord, today on this 70th anniversary of D-Day, we honor the memories of all the veterans that have gone before us, of all services. We honor sacrifice, the willingness to give of oneself for country. The sacrifice of so many who have given their time and their talents and sometimes their lives so that we could enjoy the freedom we have today.
After the invocation, two veteran sailors processed to the railing and tossed a wreath into the Ohio River. They stood in a silent salute to their fallen brothers and sisters. Here's LST 325 Ship Memorial President Kenneth Frank.
70 years ago today, the deck that we're standing on, think about this, was sitting off the beach in Omaha, at Omaha Beach in France, ready to start to do what LSTs were designed to do. The United States put almost 200,000 troops ashore on D-Day. 2,500 Americans died that morning. About 2,000 Canadians and British died that morning. And 15 to 20,000 were injured. So it was a traumatic and important day. It was the turning tide of the war.
During his closing remarks, Frank encouraged the D-Day observance to continue after the ceremony.
As you go about your day today, take a minute and think about what happened 70 years ago and those unbelievably brave young men who stormed that beach and what it means to us today and what they did for us. They deserve at least that. Thank you. May God bless them. May God bless the United States of America.
Cass Harrington, WNIN News.